We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Chesam Abayz, and we are starting the last few words on the bottom of Daf Chav Chesam Aleph. Zok to Gemara, Rav Yaakov Chosh B'Pikah. Rav Yaakov had some kind of sore B'Pikah. B'Pikah is the Piyat Abbas Shabbos Rei. He had a little bit of a sore there. So Shaila is what to do about this. Zok to Gemara, Daf Chav Chav Chesam Abayz. Oy relay Rav Ami, V'Amri Lo Rav Asi, Oy relay told him, Leisi Shev Bini Olo Tilono, take 7 seeds from a low plant, betzayile bechalolo, and wrap it bechalolo beitzavara in a piece of a beged, the collar of a shirt. Wrap it in that. Likrachalal niro barka, and wrap it with a thread from a hair of an animal. Betomashle benatva, and then bury it. You know, put it, dunk it into natva, into some kind of sap, chiura, white sap. Belikla and burn it, and then a bodleilay, and then spread it over the sores by the piyat abas, and this way that will heal it. Ad halchi v'halchi, until you get that, until you produce that remedy, and you're in pain. Ad halchi v'halchi leisi kashisha das. Now take this special this type of fruit that grows on a thorn tree, and it has a crack in it, and leinich pikel hadi pikel, put the crack connected the crack. V'hani mili pikel aloy. This is only if the sickness is in the piyat abas, an exterior part. But if it's deeper in, pika tita mai, what you do for a refuah, leisit harba de tzefirta, take chelev, which is fat, from a tzefirta loy eftach, from a seira, from a goat that would not give birth yet, velifshar, and you melt it, velishtibay, and stick it in, veloi, if not, you don't have that, leisit las tarfa kro, tarfa, take 3 leaves from a gourd that's dried in the shade, not in the sun, velikli, and burn it, velive darlay, and sprinkle it on it. Velo, if that doesn't work, leisi mishaktich lezaini, take a snail shell, and also, I guess, grind it up and put it in. Veloi, maisi mashmashach kira, take shem and zayis and wax mixed together, velinka mishakti kisna, and wrap it in shake the kist of a kite and linen in the summer because you don't want to be so hot. But the amagufra of stew in the winter you can use cotton even though it'll be warmer. But it's fine in the winter. It's fine to be warm and you put it in the mokum where it's hurting. Rav Avoh chosh v'udnei. Rav Avoh had an earache. Oyrelei Rav Yechon. Rav Avoh v'medrasha. My oyrelei ki hodom abai. They taught him to do this. Like Abai said, omli aim. It's not his mother, it's the governess. Like every kulaiso, kidneys were not created. Everything in an animal is created for people. So what were the kidneys created for? They were created ella udne, for ears. The special refuah for a person's earaches. All drinks are terrible for ear ailment. Levar maya de kulisa, besides for the water, the liquid that comes out of the kidneys. So what do? You take the kidneys of a bald goat, doesn't have much hair. If you cut open that goat both ways, crisscross, you open up the kulaisa, you open up the kidney, shesiveiriv. You open up the kidney, shesiveiriv. You put it onto a nice kishmak, a grill. Onto these coals, v'hanu mai the nafkimine, the water that drips out of it, l'shtonu ba'udne, put it into your ear, and you put it into your ear like kariri lechemim. Shouldn't be too hot, not too cold. El pshuri, warm. V'lo, if that doesn't work, leisit harba dechepushta. Take this very fat bug, and you take out the fat from that. Chepushta gamlisa, this big bug. V'lifshar, and you melt the lishtabe and stick it into your ear. And if that doesn't work, you don't have that. V'lo, l'mali l'udne mishcha, fill up your ear with oil, v'levet shev psilta aspasta, take 7 psilta, 7 threads made out of aspasta. Aspasta is immature wheat. V'leise shuvsa de tuma, and also take different the ends of garlic. V'leise barka b'chad resha, v'leise b'nura. And then tie it at one end with a string and light a fire. And the other ends will be near your ears. So you have this whole bundle of aspasta and garlic leaves. And one end you tie it with a string, you light the string on fire. And the other ends, there's a bunch of different stalks, Ve'idach reisha ma'isfudu bo'odi, put into your ear. Ve'leisav udna lahadi nura, and put your ear towards the fire. Ve'izdar ba'nura, but be careful, don't burn yourself. Ve'izdar mezika, be careful of the wind, the draft that could make the fire light up your ear. Put one leaf at a time, one stalk at a time into your ear. Lishtachrina, very similar. This next remedy is very similar. Lishtachrina, below elasi shev psilta bikra, take seven threads from the hair of an animal. Vishayafle mishchodas pasta. And this is some of the different gersa farsamoin, and you smear it with oil of farsamoin. Benese chad reish of anura, one end of it put in the fire. Chad reish of anura, another end in your ear. Benishke chad ramechada, and you do one at a time in your ear. Vizar mazika, be careful because you have a fire over here, so be careful. Viloi laisi, if that doesn't work, laisi idra the nada the loy mashkif. Take this purple. The colored katan or feathers, the loy mashkif that was not, it's really like a type of threads, loy mashkif that was not beaten. It wasn't cleaned out basically, but most threads are like dirty, they have different things on it. This is like raw threads. V'nanach bay, v'litlai l'udnei l'hadei nura. And put it in the ear and put your ear towards the fire. M'zdar mazika, be careful of the wind. Take this tube made out of reeds that is 100 years old, and put in it salt, hard salt, and burn it, and put it next to the ear. All these different eitzes, a whole bunch of different eitzes here on this Amud here. Retiva liyaveshta, liyaveshta retiva. Like Rashi explains, they're not all equal, these refuahs. There's different type of ear ailments. Ear ailments that is very dry, you use one of these remedies that are lach. For example, the liquid from the kidney and the oil from the wax. Those type of things. Those are good things for a dry ear. Remember that, dry ear. But when you have the wet ear, so use the dry refuahs, like the salt with the kana and so on and so forth. Zotram Rav Chanina. Mailim Aznayim B'Shabbos. Back to the lachas of refuah on Shabbos. You're allowed to push your ear back into place on Shabbos. It means your ear, sometimes it can fall out of place, get pulled out of its socket, and it's not in the right place. You push it up, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. It must be because there's a sakana. Like Rashi says, sometimes the tendons of the aznayim go out of place, and the jaw comes out of place. Put it back in place. The issur is to do refuah on Shabbos. Again, it's a raya again to Rashi Yisoy. You cannot do refuah on Shabbos, or to shchiras hamadim unless it's sakana. You know, do refuah on Shabbos. So it's over here, you're allowed to do a refuah on Shabbos. Even the issur is to do refuah on Shabbos. There's an issur to take Tylenol on Shabbos. Right, push something. So something that's obvious of a refuah that's also us as do. There's a whole sugya in halacha that push the stomach of a baby to help it go to the bathroom, for example. There's a whole that type of idea, like for constipation. These are things that people that's an issur. It's a common issur to take medicine on Shabbos. So malos dying for Shabbos, tana reshbol Yehuda biyat. Dafka by hand, avloy b'sam, but not with sam. Why? Hell of an efshe v'yad, Rashi says. That means you can't even use medicine. Yeah, only b'yad is more cool. You have to use yad. Igadam, you know, it's better to use sam. Avloy b'yad. My time, mizur zarov. When you use your hand, you could scratch and it come to chil shabbos daraisa, because there it'll make chaburu. So it's better to use medicine and not use the hands. Omrav, there is a kubi yisoy. There's something that medicine wouldn't work for that. There's no gzeira chashiras samanim. There's certain things that only could be done by hand, that would not be a problem to do on Shabbos. So constipation, which could be done with medicine also, there you can't do the maisa. But certain things that only could be done through a maisa, that could be better. Yeah, like one example is to wear a back brace on Shabbos as mutter. Even though it's you're not in a chelik al guf, you let wear a back brace. Why do I do that? It's a shtickel refuah. There it is, because there's no medicine to help for that. To put your back in place. Huh? Braces. Like braces, yeah, braces. We're not putting a brace on Shabbos, but yeah.
No, it's like one
thing. Oh, right, put in a bite plate, same thing, right. Putting a bite plate on Shabbos, but the same thing. It'd be mutter to put a bite plate on Shabbos because there's not Shaykh Dwadei medicine. Omrav Zutavar Tov Yom Rav. Ayin Shemordo. A ayin that's jumping out of its socket. Mutter Lekoichu B'Shabbos. You let her put medicine on Shabbos. Sova Minei. Hanem Mili Uchchosim Rom Espo. That's only if you did it before Shabbos. Avol Mishchok B'Shabbos. But the grinding on Shabbos, v'asui derech shirabim loy. But the grinding on Shabbos and taking derech shirabim, do a deraisa not, because we didn't think that I was scarce of ashes. Now this gemara is mashma that you, if even though it's not scarce of ashes, you're allowed to use medicine. But what does Rashi say? What's the case here? The lav scarce of ashes el zakonas yivarin zok derosh. From here you see that sakonas eiver you could do a derabbanon. Zok derosh, very important to Rosh Simon Yud. Shabbina mahalcha, the mashuma, sakonas eiver, e mechalom shabbos b'issa deraisa, ava b'issa derabbanon mechalim. You could do an issa derabbanon for sakonas eiver. That you're allowed to do. And he brings the osa, a goy, you could do anything. For sakonas eiver, you could do a goy, any type of malacha, because every type of goy, it's always issa derabbanon. You could do a malacha with a goy, but any type of sakonas eiver. But here, he thought that you cannot do a deraisa. Omele hu rabban of Yaakov Shmei, ledi b'farshim ne'ed Rav Yehuda, filo mishko b'Shabbos. He's even allowed to grind something on Shabbos, and vasu derech shirabim, mutter, for the eye. Why? Because anything in the eye is dangerous. Eye ailment is dangerous. Rav Yehuda sharol mikhla ena b'Shabbos. There's a story of Yehuda allowed, so the Kolbei says it means he allowed them to grind it on Shabbos and bring a shirabim on Shabbos. That was the case here. Omdura of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, man tzayis Yehuda machal Shabbos. Who's listening to Rav Yehuda, the machal Shabbos? L'soi, at the end of the story, what happened? Shmuel Yehuda himself, chosh b'ena, he had sick in his eyes. Shalach lei, and it was on Shabbos, he sent the child to Rav Yehuda, shari ayasar. Shalach lei, he asked him, v'kuli alma shari, but l'didach asar. Everyone is mutter, but for you it's asar. Why for you it's asar? So Rashi says, sha'ata asarta v'rat al-dvar. You say it's asar. So Pashpashan Rashi is, it sounds like it's because shavya anafsha chaticha de yasura. That's the Pashpashan Rashi, that he was telling Rav Shmuel over here, you argued at me, so now you want a heter? For everyone else is mutter, but you held it was also, so shavi nafsho. It's a shavi nafsho, chaticha de yisura. Zok the tal taira, ayin barashi, l'charim utam shavi nafsho. V'tzarachi, and kim the sekonos of fashosu, v'chol asurim hutur v'guch nefesh, of course, the issa of shavi nafsho, which is pash only issa neder, that's a blive share a little bit. Now, so other mafarshim learn that Be'etzem, the Yavit says this, there's no real shavi nafsho here, because no shavi nafsho when you make a mistake. He made a mistake. So there's no shavi nafsho. The only reason he was trying to tell him is tell him, give him a knas. He's trying to tell him, for you don't listen, and look, it happened to you, the same thing. So he's trying to tell him that for you, there's a knas, and I don't know what happened to Lamaisa. And he said, explained himself, right? If you do explain himself why he gave his heter, v'chimididihu, I think it's my heter to be b'chal Shabbos for ayalment, the marshmuli, comes to Shmuel, the hu amsa, the havoi bar Shmuel. Marshmuel had this shivcha, the kotcha ena b'shabsa, she had a problem with her eye on Shabbos, shavcha v'leket ashba, she was screaming, no listener, pak ena, eye popped out, v'mesa is the girsa, and she died. You let her do medicine on Shabbos, you let her grind on Shabbos. My time, the Sharini Deino, the eye is attached, but almost to the Liba into the heart. But this Liba told us, totally in the heart, its mom's could cause death. You go, my, what's examples of eye ailments? How do you know that it's a real serious eye ailment? On Rahuda Kohen Rira, if it's pussy, Ditsa, if it's pokey, Dama of his blood coming out, Dimasov it's teary, the Kitchov it's very hot, Vitechelis Uchla. This is only the beginning of the Choli. Lafuke Soif Uchla, if these symptoms are happening at the end of the sickness, that's not dangerous. Or if you can't see well, you want to light up your eyes, that is not considered a sakana, and you can't do that. If someone has a wasp cut, with the Charazia Siluya, you get a thorn. Poke v'simta or a mersa, it's a type of pimple. V'dekav le'ena, and if you have eye ache, all these things nothing to do with Shabbos now. V'asu yoloyes shusa, or if you have a fever, kulu b'nei bani be'bani sekanta. All these things is don't take a hot shower. It's not healthy to take a shower if you have a wasp cut, a thorn or a mersa or something in your eye, and those things not good to go into a hot shower. Now, more remedies. Chama l'chama, tsnoin, which is radish, is very good for someone who has a fever, who is very hot. V'silka, and leeks, is very good l'tzinim, someone who has a cold. V'chiluv v'zakanta, the opposite is zakanta. Why? Because tsnoin cools a person off. So if he's going to be cold and take a tsnoin, it's not going to be good for him. And the same thing with v'silka. Silka warms a person. So if you do the opposite, zakanta. Chamimi, which means a hot bandage is good for a crab, for a scorpion, v'kariru zebura, and a cold bandage is good for a wasp. V'chiluf askanta, the opposite is akana. Chamimi, a warm shower is good l'siluya, for a thorn. You can ask me, you said shower's no good. So grassy, that's the whole goof. But for that spot, not a shower, for warm water is good for the spot of siluya. V'kariru, and cold water is good for chaspenisa, is cracks in the face. And tapu on top of tesim alav. The opposite is sakana. Chalo lisivure. Vinegar is very good for after causes adam. Umanini and little sardines, little fish, is good tanisa. After tanisa, you got to eat little fish. It's very good. The sardines. The opposite is sakana. Tachli visibura. Both cress and the cress and doing causes adam is a recipe for disaster. Sakanta. Eshosa visibura. If someone has a fever and he does a cause of dam, it's dangerous. Sakanta. It's a sakana. Kov, ain't of a sivuri, if he has an eye ache and takes a cause of dam, also it's sakanta. Sheni ledag, the second day after cause of dam, the fish is good. Sheni ledag and dam. Sheni ledam is dag. Sheni ledag dam. The second, the day after having fish is good to a cause of dam. And the day after Sheni Ladam, the day after Kaz Ladam, is also good to have fish. Shlishi Lo Sakanta. The third day is a sakona to have, the third day after the Kaz Ladam is sakona to have fish.